This conference will...
Very great. Okay, so what we're going to commit to today, and it's going to be a great one to follow through because of what goes on in December every year on my Monday calls, which for a lot of you go, oh, no, here we go again, goal setting. Yes. Okay, which is a big piece of the Momentum Action Plan. But today we're going to talk about the Manitex new system. And I want all of you to be aware. I talked to some of my people last week and early this week, and they still weren't aware of the new website. Manitex has a brand new website called MAP, map.manitex.com. Okay, and that's HTTP, no www in front of that. So it's HTTP colon, two forward slashes, and then map.manitex.com. And that's on your outline for today. And I would ask you all to take some time to go to that website today. You know, understand it, go in it, look at it. You may not get a full appreciation for it, but I think it's excellent. I think it's excellent Manitex doing this because it's kind of a set-aside training and system site because you want to get your people up and running on a system as fast as possible. The other thing that's on this website is the entire Chicago Executive Director training. All of it's taped and on that site. What a terrific, terrific gift that is to all of us who didn't happen to be in on that training. It's just terrific that you can participate in it. I'm not telling you to dedicate 4 hours of your day today to go through that, but it's something that you should put in your to-do list that you get through it over the next week or so that you're familiar with what is available there. I also wouldn't necessarily give it to a brand new associate that you have in your downline and say, oh, go listen to this, and dump it on them. That doesn't work. New people don't need to be dumped on. You probably do enough of that already, and we have a hard time knowing what to tell them, what not to tell them, but you don't want to overwhelm people right out of the box. But it's an excellent training for those of you already involved in Manitex to really get to hear from, you know, people like Brian Klemmer, and you're going to hear from Al Bala, and you're going to hear from MJ Dirk, all of them. So get an opportunity to do that. It's just a great training, and it's a great, great reinforcement for those of you who have already heard some of these people before. So anyway, so definitely go to the MAP website and take advantage of what's there. But let's kick off and just first of all talk about why do we need a system, Mary Jo? I mean, what is this system all about? Why do we need a system? Why is it important for us to understand this and learn this? Because you know, Mary Jo, she says if you can't attach it to some fly paper in your brain, then it won't ever stick. So I've got to try to get everybody to appreciate why a system is so necessary. And most of you on the call, I can just ask you a simple question by saying, well, you tell me, how has business been for you? Do you feel you have a system, or have you been kind of hit and miss, seat of the pants, for the last 2 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, whatever time period you've been in Manitex? And most people will respond to me and say, well, Mary Jo, because something new comes up all the time. I said, that's exactly what I'm talking about. We jump around from thing to thing to thing to thing because, you know, we have new comp plans or new this or new that, and there's a certain amount of newness that's going to come in no matter what we do. But what we want to develop for ourselves is no matter what new product comes out or new comp plan thing or whatever, we want to be able to sit back and say, hey, here's our track that we're going on. Here's our system. This is our approach. Let's make it consistent. Let's keep it the same. Let's teach it the same way. Let's go out and do it and just duplicate it. Because if we all do the same thing, then what happens is we do what? We create unity. We create greater power. We create greater results. And it's duplicatable by everybody that comes in our organization. And people start speaking the same language. So the importance of it is that we want to get away from what we've seen in the past, some of the inconsistencies. You know, if you just kind of kick people in the pants and go out there and just share. I mean, I know a lot of people do that. They get a brand new person and they go, just go out and share. Just tell everybody and share and, you know, on and on and on. And you know, does that work? And the reason I ask the question, does it work? Because all you got to do is look at the results you've created and you can determine whether it works. We don't want to be inconsistent. We don't want to be haphazard. We don't want to throw mud against the wall. We don't want to jump on the idea of the month, the fruit of the week. We want people to know what to say, and we want people to know what to do. And if that's your goal for the people in your organization, then you need a system. So we appreciate the concept of a system, because if you start from all that inconsistent, haphazard approach, you're going to create uncertain, unpredictable, inconsistent, and unreliable results. So the whole concept of MAP, or Momentum Action Plan, is to give you a certain set of goals and activities that achieves a certain set of results, and you take emotion out of the picture. That's an important part of the process of having a system, is it releases some of the emotionality that we put into things that are unnecessarily. So critical to our success in this business is to quit being haphazard and seat of the pants and get into establishing a system that we follow day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out. Some of you are going, well, that sounds pretty boring. It's not boring. It's absolutely necessary. And sometimes there are some things that are boring in our life, like washing clothes and cleaning house. But you know what? They're absolutely necessary for survival in this world. So we do them because they are. Well, some of the things on your daily dozen might seem a little boring to you, but the important thing is that when you put all those activities together every day, you're going to create some incredible results in your life. And for those of you who don't believe me, go back and read the book, The Slight Edge. We do things every single day without expecting a result right that moment, because we know if we keep doing them every single day, 6 months, 12 months, 2 years from now, our lives will be totally different. And if that's your goal, to see change in your life, then you're in the right place at the right time today for this training, because that's what we're going to talk about, how to create different results for your life. Now, when we look at the MAP program, there are three kind of distinct parts as Al Bala outlines them. He talks about 8 core activities, the daily dozen, mastering the 4 core. Those are kind of the 3 most distinct parts of the system. But let's kick off and talk first things first, because truly the first thing you must do before you get involved in any system is lay the foundation. And part of the foundation in network marketing is what? It's starting off with a person's why. Why are you involved in Manatech? Know your dreams, know your why. You've got to have that clarity. And I attached for you as an attachment to the outline today the why materials that we use in our organization today. And I believe I need to give credit to Marion Colhane and her group, because I think they provided this to me when I was doing the ICANN program a couple of years ago. And I incorporated into that program, and now I kind of spun it off and I use it back for all my associates as I bring them on. And who am I giving the why to? Not the consumer that came on board that just wants to be a consumer. It's the person that looks at me and says, Mary Jo, I really need this. I need to make some money. I need to find an alternative. Wants and needs are important, but, you know, commitment's the word I look for. But most of the time I hear needs and wants. They want to make something different. They want to make a new beginning in their life. They want to create an income flow, some financial security. And those are the people I work with and getting the why. And the why isn't, I need money in my life. The why is much greater than that. It's about their own specific situation. Where are they in their life? And that's why the sheets that I gave you today are so impactful, because that's what they dig into. They get people to dig into what it is. And be careful with those sheets when you use them, because some people are evasive on sheets. In fact, I've had people fill out the same thing on 4 of the different answers, and it made no sense at all. So you got to, you know, when you get people to fill this out and give it back to you, you got to coach them when they're trying to just get around answering tough questions. Evasion usually means they want to choose confusion because they don't want to deal with reality, or they don't want to dig deep enough, or they have an aversion to really dreaming because they feel like it's not possible, so why should I dream? Well, that's what you want to take away from them. You want them, if they don't believe it's possible, they're not going to take their business anywhere. So you got to develop that, you know, help them find that and reestablish that burning desire. So, and that's what I like to ask the question, if anything were possible, if you could create anything you wanted in life, what would it be? If you could create anything you wanted in life, what would it be? If everything was possible, what would you create? You know, those are the kind of questions I want you to answer, because that gets around. You can't look at me and say, well, but it's not possible. I said if you could do anything, if anything was possible, if you could create anything you want, what would you create? What would your goal be? Right? So those are the kind of questions I like to ask as well. But Eleanor Roosevelt's quote, which I use you know, in other areas of my life with people. And Manitech actually took it on and put it as part of their map. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. And if you don't get that quote, that's the one that belongs above your computer. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. And why is that true? Because if you don't believe in your dreams, you're never going to achieve them. So truly, those who are going to create a better future and create the dreams that they have are the ones that believe that they can do that. So that's an important quote to put up there and keep centered, focused in your life. So finding your why, very critical. So that's step one to me is always, and when I work with people, is finding their why. I mean, this assumes that they've already gotten what? They're all-star pack, they're on automatic order, they're doing those things. But the why comes as one of my first business steps. So you've got to make that part of your process as well. Get to know the person's why. Secondly, you want to definitely sit down with them and have them set goals. And goals are absolutely critical. And some of you on this call today, I still would suggest, I bet there's a good percentage on this call that still haven't set goals for themselves. And you can never get anyone else to set goals unless you do it for yourself. So if you have goal aversion, I'm going to suggest that you'll never be effective. You might pop some business builders here and there and watch them take off for a while, but you're never going to have anything that stays the course, that holds on. You can even become presidential, but you're going to fall backwards because you haven't laid the foundation. People, these are bricks. Just think about it as building a house. This is the cement foundation. This is a pier and beam system that you lay underground. This is what the crawl space. This is the core basic steps to building a power business. If you bypass these steps, just like if you don't put the layer of bricks and you don't put the cement and you don't put the pier and beam system, your house will crumble. So build the house right. And you need to be doing it first and foremost before you ever get anyone else to do it. So you got to be committed. And I like to set 30-day goals. What do you want to do in your first 30 days? How would you like to, and some people go, you know what, Mary Jo, I'd love to build my team, but maybe, I don't want to overcommit. So maybe I commit to getting 2 new people. I go, great. So let's commit to getting 2 new. Because, you can be a multimillionaire in 1 year in this business. If you get 2 new and you help them get 2 new next month, okay, and you help them get 2 new, I mean, it's just that's the way this business pops. It's just each person finding 2. And if you give everybody a month to find 2 people, it's amazing how the numbers work. Find 2, get 2. Your numbers will be off the charts. So if you would choose to do that just after 30 days, that's a reasonable goal. Most of us think that's reasonable. Other people go, oh, Mary Jo, but what if I want to choose 10? What if I want to have 20? I got that guff when I first set up the ICANN program where it was just get 1 a month. Some of the people at Manitech said, oh, my gosh, you can't do that. You're going to slow down these major business builders. They're going to come on board. They want to sign up 10 a week. And I go, okay, sure. The reality is that most people can't even sign up 1 a month. So it takes something reasonable. So 2 in the first month, can somebody do that? You're the hottest you're ever going to be when you first get started in Manitech. That's when you get excited about it. You can't wait to get going. So signing up 2 doesn't sound too unreasonable. And then you just help those 2 sign up their 2. And that's really the way the structure is built today to grow your business. So you have that first 30-day goal, and don't make it one outrageous. Don't try to push your people too far. Allow them to be a participant in the process of deciding what that's going to look like and be reasonable. And then maybe a 3-month goal, a 6-month goal, and you can do that based on just duplicating the system. If you sign up 2 and then the next month you help those 2 find their 2 and the next month you help them find their 2, that can help you build your 3-month, 6-month, 1-year, 2-year, 5-year goals. Right? So you can help structure that with people and show them where they're going to be in each one. And some people are going to go, well, but that's a nice structure, but I need to make money. And I go, okay, so how much money do you want to make? And you can back into how the structure needs to look. If somebody needs to start at least covering their automatic order, I can't even afford my automatic order next month, Mary Jo. I said, well, that solves my problem. Now we got to build you a team in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So now we've put it together that we're going to have at least 6 players underneath them in their first month because they can't afford their auto order, and I want to make sure they're getting their team bonus. So let's make sure that happens. Or if they want to make $1,000, that's easy, right? Come in at $499, find two others, and then find two others. There you go. You make $425 and $425 and $150 on your first sign up. There's your $1,000. So if somebody needs to make $1,000 fast, you show them how to make $1,000 fast. But you need to be familiar enough with the compensation plan that you can help them out in accomplishing that. But you need to set those goals. Have them set their goals. Goals have to be what? When we look at goals, goals need to be smart. They need to be specific, measurable, attainable, risky, and timely. They need to be clear. They need to be written down. Not in your head. They need to be in writing. The difference between written and unwritten goals is humongous when they talk about results. So you want to help somebody create great results, then do it the right way. Okay? So know exactly what you need to be accomplishing in those goal setting instead of just seat of the pants. For those of you who need some more direction in that, every year, you know Mary Jo does her Monday calls in December. I dedicate to goal setting. I do exercises around that, how to dig deep enough, how to find your goals, how to find what you really care about, what you really want, how to build structural tension between yourself and the net result you're trying to create. I talk about all of that in the month of December, so participate in that. But all of those calls that I had last year are all where? On manatrain.net. So if you need some help in building goals and helping people, you know, establish their goals, maybe look back at some of those materials or participate in December this year on my goal setting Monday calls. Why would I dedicate a whole month every year to goal setting if I didn't think it were important? Follow me on that? Exactly. So again, right, all written and all are smart. And then when you choose a net result, if somebody says, well, I want to be presidential, I want you to build in. I heard this from, you know, the people like Louis and Leone and those people, and of course they just talk about platinum, but, you know, maybe that's not where people want to go. Maybe somebody says, I just want to be presidential director. Or maybe somebody says, Mary Jo, I just want to make a couple $1,000 extra a month. That's my goal. And I go, great, that's a super goal. $2,000 extra every 4 weeks, what difference would that make in your family's life? That's $500 extra a week. And it's shocking what a difference it would make in most people's lives. So let's plan and put an action plan together and set a goal to be what? An executive director in a whatever period of time you want to choose to get there. So, but once they make that choice, I think it's really cool to call them up and say, is this the executive director, Don Smith? And you start referring to them as executive director. And that's what Leone and I can't remember his name. Anyway, Louis, it's hard to forget those names, Louis and Leone, do in South Africa. They always have it, they'll call them platinums. They'll say, is this platinum? They'll call them, hi, platinum presidential, da-da-da-da. And that's how they refer to these people, right up front. And that's they give when they're right out of the box, they just signed up. And they see the vision of being platinum presidential, and they say, that's what I want to be, so they start referring them that way. So take that upon yourself, too, and start viewing yourself as what your goal is. And one of my people in my organization sent an email to me the other day, and she had signed her name, and then she put presidential director. And I thought that was way cool. That is so cool. You put presidential director. Great. Now, just because I write that down, does that mean I'm going to be that? Well, no, but does it give me more of an impetus to get there? Absolutely. It's a visualization. It's a belief system. It's an attitude shift. Wow. It's very impactful. Yeah. So start doing that. And then the other thing I like people to do, my preference, doesn't really come out of Manatech system, although it came out of Wayne Badavinas when he gave us the goal-setting sheets that he gave and plan. It's called the dream board or building a dream board because I know the power of visualization. Just like I know the power of affirmations, calling yourself presidential or executive, whatever it is, I know the power of visualization. So build a dream board. Have a dream board party in the next week or month or whatever. Get all your people together and build a dream boards together. It's a blast. You'll have an absolute blast doing it. And what fun it is to carry that around. And to have that in your room so you can visualize where you're going to be. So critical foundational issues, people. I call these foundation, building a foundation. The dreams, your why, and your goals are the foundation. Those are the bricks and the foundation. If you don't have that, I don't care what system you put on top of it, and it's not going to work for you. You need to have that as part of your quote-unquote system. So you're beginning, in effect, with the end in mind. You have that dream in mind. You have the goals in mind. You have a visualization of what you're going to become, what you're going to create. That's what's important. Okay? So very significant that you take care of that. Now, let's go on to the next step. So we've now set our dreams. We've gotten our why clear. We've got our goals set. The next step, would, for me, would be the daily dozen sheet. And why do I think that's important? Because people need to know what do I need to be doing on a daily basis to make this business work. So let's talk about and just kind of run through the daily dozen sheet. And what I'm doing with the daily dozen sheet in my organization, I just revamp my coaching. You know, a lot of you know I coach people in my downline. No matter how deep you are, where you are in my organization, I'm committed to being a coach of yours. Cost nothing. You get 20 to 30 minutes with Mary Jo, fixed time every week. You pick the time as long as it fits in my calendar, and we have a phone call then. And one of the prerequisites, I just changed it to include what? The daily dozen tracker sheet. And if you're unfamiliar with that form, Manatech has one on the MAP website, so you can just get that form there. So I have people fill out that daily dozen tracker sheet because I want to know if they're really doing the daily dozen. If you're committed to doing it, you're committed to creating great results. If you're not committed to doing it, you're going to be back into that haphazard seat of the pants, right? What's your choice here? You can keep being haphazard, inconsistent, mud against the wall, idea of the month club. If that's your choice. But I'm telling you, choose different. Choose something that will truly create results in your life. And that's the repetitive behavior that you're going to find on that daily dozen sheet. And then they send that in to me every Sunday night. You can develop it however you want if you want to do coaching with people. But they go through the whole thing. Give thanks so you have an attitude of gratitude. And I'm going to tell you that this is a principle that goes, I think it's, the first time I saw it was the 9 Unbreakable Laws of Network Marketing, which I saw in the first 3 months I was involved in Manatech, way back in the late 90s. 9 Unbreakable Laws of Network Marketing. You can even find that. I reviewed that book for you guys on manatrain.net on some of my Monday calls. And you're going to find there that heart of gratitude, that's an unbreakable law in network marketing. Unbreakable law. I think it's an unbreakable law of the universe. But they apply it to network marketing in that book. It's having an incredible, thankful heart, an attitude of gratitude. That's waking up in the morning and saying, thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. I can breathe, I can see, I can operate, I can climb out of bed. I can create whatever there is to create today. It's a whole new day for me to create greatness. So thank you, Lord, for giving me this new day. Number 2, read your daily affirmations. And if you need help in writing affirmations, there are plenty of services out there. A lot of you have taken my pathway class, and I gave a lot of instruction on how to draft affirmations, what affirmations look like. But always choose affirmations to be, number 1, limited in terms of how many numbers you have. Some people send in affirmations, they give me 40. 40 won't serve you. Too diluted, not enough focus, not enough attention. Pick and choose certain things that you specifically are at issue with. The reason I tell you that is because you state affirmations to help you move forward. So when you draft an affirmation, like I draft an affirmation about my husband. Because why? Because my husband and I are so opposite. So every day I need to continue to focus on the greatness that we have together. Because sometimes that we're so opposite causes strain in the marriage. So I always focus on the greatness of what I have. And when I focus on that, I never have to worry about cracking or crevices in my marriage, ever, because I focus on the greatness. So it's about what your daily affirmations need to be powerful for you to help you be the best you can be in what you're doing. And so if you have a problem with follow-up, what are you going to do? You're going to draft an affirmation around follow-up. Or you have a problem with contacting people because you care too much about what everybody thinks of me is all of my business. Well, I'm going to suggest it's none of your business. So you're going to draft an affirmation about what? I'm totally committed to be bold and outrageous and contacting people at every opportunity to bring them these phenomenal solutions to their health and their wealth. Wow, what a great affirmation. I'm just popping these off the top of my head, people. You draft them on your own, but You've got to start overcoming what's holding you back, and affirmations are the way to do that. So build them into your life so that you create a better you. We're working on you. And if you don't work on you, how are you going to help somebody else work on them? How are you going to be a leader? Because you're sure not going to be leading by example. So a lot of times in drafting affirmations too, I tell people to go get a list of leadership characteristics. And I've done this in Monday calls as well. Take a list of leadership characteristics, and you can find those on the internet. You can find them at the end of books, leadership books. John Maxwell has lists in some of his books. I mean, they're just massive characteristics of a great leader. And just go through that list and circle the ones that you are most challenged. What areas are you the most challenges? And then draft an affirmation around that. Another great way to establish your affirmation. Okay? And if you have any problem with what we're going to discuss in a minute, we're going to go over what? The mastering the four basics. If one of those four basics is something you need to master and you're not mastering it and you're falling off, then you want to draft an affirmation about that. But every day you read your daily affirmations, okay? Number three, review the goals and dreams you just drafted. Number four, work off a to-do list. I do that every day. I have it part of my computer system, so it's pretty simple for me these days. It's not as cumbersome as it used to be with a sheet of paper. But start wherever you need to start, but make it happen. Because that's the only way things will get done in your life, if you have a to-do list and you check them off. Plan your calendar. In other words, understand all the hats you wear and make sure you're dedicating your time and energy to all the different roles you play in your life so you don't get out of balance. Read for 15 to 30 minutes a day. That's huge. For those of us who are voracious readers, that's not a problem. For those of you who don't like to read, that's a problem. 15 to 30 minutes is no time at all. Find it and dedicate it. There are so many great books out there, so much incredible reading to be done. And especially in our arena, we have just tons of great books. It's just terrific how much information is out there and how valuable it is to helping motivate you and get you where you need to go. And if you have some issues around that, talk to your upline. Find somebody or a buddy, whatever you have to support you from an accountability perspective, and see if they can't recommend for you some good books to read. Manatech actually has a reading list that they give you on the MAP website. So you can go there. Let me see. I think I looked at it earlier, and it doesn't correspond to my reading list. I give out a reading list in my Pathway class, and, of course, that thing is ever-evolving because I always am reading new books that I love, and I go, okay, how do I replace it? And I tend to just add it, so poor people are finding thousands of books. The recommended book list that Manatech gives out has something, the books called, like, The Magic of Thinking Big, Think and Grow Rich, How to Win Friends and Influence People, The Go-Getter and The Go-Giver, How to Have Confidence and Power Dealing with People, A Purpose-Driven Life, The Wellness Revolution, and The Next Millionaires. All of them are good books, but there are plenty other ones out there too. So you can look at that list and see if you have some of those and start putting your 15 to 30 minutes into those books. In addition, again, I would suggest talk to your upline or a crossline, somebody who knows you well, and say, is there a book you'd recommend because I have an issue with this? Because there's some great books out there for every issue. If you have a fear of rejection, if you worry about what people think of you, that's more important to you than accomplishing results. I mean, there are all sorts of great books out there, and those are the books that you want to get in your panoply to read to really support you. Okay, listen to motivational CDs. Protect your enthusiasm. You can do that in many different ways. Manatech also suggests you listen to Manatech materials as well, and those are motivational. A lot of them are very enthusiastic, very motivational. You can listen to Jet. He's pretty wild and crazy, and he'll get you motivated if nothing else does by just screaming at you. Anyway, so, and for those of you who don't know Jet, he's our number one Manatech associate. That's seven. Number eight is add one new name to your list. So that means every day you're getting a new contact. And, you know, when I get my forms back from people, that's one of the areas that some of my people aren't doing a good job on. And I go, you're not committed. These are absolute daily dozens. These aren't kind of daily dozens. These are what you're committed to do every day. And is it hard to get one new contact a day? For some of you, you're going to say yes. But I'm going to tell you, it is so simple to just do it. The reason it's hard for you is because you feel it's out of your comfort zone. You don't, you know, you got an issue with strangers. Well, you know, my favorite saying, There are no strangers in this world. They're just friends you haven't met yet. So open up that possibility and go out and find them, right? So add at least one new name to your list. Make a minimum of 10 phone calls, and that's prospecting, follow-up, customer, you know, appreciation phone calls, all of that, at least 10 a day. So you're making at least 10 phone calls a day. So I'm going to suggest, because of this, make a minimum of 10 phone calls, that you even develop, and this is what I've done, I've developed a second sheet that I use attached to my daily dozen tracker, and it just has my 10 calls, because otherwise it's hard to keep track of whether you've made 10 calls or not. Sometimes you can do it off of your to-do list if you have a list of who you're going to call that day. But if you don't, you need to have some mechanism to trace to make sure you're making those 10 phone calls. And again, people, you can laugh at this and you go, well, Mary Jo, I don't really need to make 10 calls. And I'm going, yes, you do. Do you want a system that works? Are you tired of one that's not working? That's just the questions you have to answer. I mean, they're giving you a track here, people. This is an incredible track. These are the characteristics that have created multimillionaires in network marketing over and over and over again. And they may not look identical to this, but they had every single one of these characteristics in them. So do you need to do that? Absolutely. Is it a requirement? Absolutely. You want a system that works? This is your system. So if you're not making 10 phone calls a day, are you going to fail? I'm not going to suggest you are, but I'm going to suggest you're back into haphazard, seat of the pants, fly by the night, newest idea of the month club. Stop it. Stop the cycle. Is this exciting? Well, sometimes not, because it's pretty routine, but I want your life to get routine. I want you to be so into the routine that you create the most phenomenal results, and I can clap as you all... Sorry, people, that was cat interference. As you all walk across the stage at Manifest, there's new presidentials, because I'm the one that's going to be there screaming and yelling from the floor saying, yoo-hoo! They were on my Monday call. I love it. They did it. They followed the system. I'll be so proud. So overwhelmed. And it's that simple. When you look at these 12 things, they're not that hard. I went through 9. 9 was make a minimum of 10 phone calls. 10, show the plan. If you're not showing the plan or the products and following up with people, you're not in the business. So you got to, every day, you got to be showing the plan. That doesn't say show the plan 10 times. It just says show the plan. Every day of your life, you should have at least one person that you've showed the plan to. Every day. Show the plan. This is called the daily dozen. It's not called what you do once a week. It's called the daily dozen. Show the plan. You have plenty of people out there to show the plan to, so let's get out there and show the plan. Number 11, set up a new customer or service, an existing one. Some of you won't be setting up new customers, but, you know, servicing an existing one is a pretty easy thing to do. It takes a phone call. Call them up. Find out if they know about the new Phytoburst. It's the hottest product out there, people. It's blowing off the shelves. People are having a blast with it. I'm having fun. There hasn't been one person that I've approached to talk about Phytoburst that hasn't bought them. And why? Is it because of Mary Jo? No, because Manatech gave us incredible materials to help us market them. Those tear sheets are excellent. Use the chart on what's in those products in terms of carrots and avocados and apricots, all that stuff. It's terrific. People love that. I had one woman who looked at me and she said, oh, this is cute. How did they get all of those fruits and vegetables in one little square? And I said, no, don't misinterpret. Notice the equivalency. They're not putting 5 carrots in this little square. They're putting the equivalency of vitamin A that you'd get in 5 carrots, you're getting in 1 square. You get it? It's an equivalency. So it was really cute. But, you know, it's great that they're inquisitive. When people ask questions, it's because they're interested. Read it correctly. They ask questions because they're interested, right? Great. All right. So, and number 12 is use your product. Try the new products, and we all do that on a daily basis. All of us are using the products, and hopefully you're all trying the Phytoburst. All right, so that's Daily Dozen. So make sure, what do you do? Work with your, when you're coaching people, You want to make sure that they're doing their daily dozen. Every single day, you want to get a daily dozen sheet from them on a weekly basis so you can say, okay, you're falling off. You're not doing enough. What are you doing? Let's get you out and get you out and about and contacting people and interacting with more people because you're not doing enough of that. Daily dozen. Next step, 8 core activities. And the 8 core are really the basic activities it takes to really do this business. And some of them overlap with the daily dozen, but understand that they're basically 8 core activities that help you do this business. And you can talk about the 8 core first if you want to when you're working with people, and that's fine, and then go into the daily dozen. I use the daily dozen because it's my accountability sheet, and I think it's critical they really understand out of the box exactly what activities it's going to take to make this business work. So the 8 core activities are what? Be on automatic order, and virtually we know that's it. You're a product of your product, and you, what, capture every cent of the compensation plan. Number two, those are the two reasons I think critical that people understand automatic order. Number two, maintain 20 customers on automatic order. That means you look out in your downline. For some of you, you knew you may not have 20. So if you have 5, what does this mean to you? Maintain 5 customers. When you pick up the next one, now that's another one. But you're going to captivate 20 customers. So if you have 200 in your organization, what are you going to hold yourself responsible for? At least 20 of them are years to hold responsible for. So I maintain those 20 customers on automatic order. I make sure that they don't fall off. The minute I see that they stop their auto order, I'm all over them like hotcakes because those are my 20. The neat thing about this statistic is if you just get 30 people to help maintain 20 customers, you'll be presidential. That means no business builders. Just people are helping, hey, I want to service 20 customers. And it's fun to service people because you get to know about them and know their lives and understand them. You can send them birthday cards. You can be a part of their lives. Some of you go, oh, man, I don't know. If you don't like people, this business is not for you. Trust me, this business is about loving on other people and sharing with other people and making an impact on their lives. So you better have some interest in other people. The third core activity is give 20 presentations. This is just gets back off the daily dozen, giving a presentation a day. What are you doing? You're showing the plan. STP, showing the plan. STP, showing the products. If you give one a day in the daily dozen, you're going to be giving 20 in a business period because there are 5-week days every week, okay? So you have 5 times 4 is 20, and that's what it is. Core activity of your business is giving those daily presentations. Read daily, listen daily. We just talked about those two as being part of the daily dozen. Attend regularly. This means what? That you go to meetings. Attend regularly. You're going to be a part because why is it important for us to attend regularly? It's critical to go to Chicago. Why is it critical to go to Chicago? Because when you're around all those wild and crazy Manitekers having fun, what a blast it is. Did we have a good time in Chicago? We had a riot. It was so much fun. I loved on and hugged on so many people. I wish I could have done more. But it's so much fun to be in an environment of positive and going forward and people exploding their businesses and really running with it and being convicted or the same convictions I have around health and wellness and helping people with their wealth and financial problems. I mean, like-mindedness is a great place. I did in my 100-day challenge I'm participating in right now. Some of you are in my 90-day challenge that I've incorporated. There's a great call on one of the mornings, and I think it's coming up for some of you, and it's all about what is our environment, the critical nature of us surrounding ourselves with positivity and enthusiasm and joy and exhilaration. And I think some of you love to be on my Monday call because that's part of what you incorporate in your life as power and enthusiasm, and it helps you get going on Monday morning. And that's great, and I appreciate you being on the call. But that's what we want to do is surround ourselves. So the concept is the power of association. Look at who you're associating with and see what's happening, what's draining you of power and what's draining you of your enthusiasm and what's supporting it. And put more of that support in your system. Number 7, be accountable. And that's not part of your daily dozen, but it's critical that you found an accountability partner. It could be upline, it could be crossline, it could be wherever. It could even be downline. You could hold each other accountable. It's kind of fun. But the important is that you want to make sure you're accountable. And when they talk about it in the outline, they talk about, you know, at least meeting with your upline once a month. You know, monthly coaching and that kind of stuff to meet with your. And I think upline ought to be like a weekly. You ought to have at least weekly calls. like I do, and maybe with a brand new associate as a new builder, you have daily calls because you want to make sure that you're on those three-way calls and you're meeting with their prospects. For the first five people that they contact and they get, you want to be a part of the process. You want to be at that table with them. You want to be on that call with them. You, because they don't know what to do. Languaging people is one of our toughest things. I just was coaching somebody this morning and talked about languaging as being one of the toughest things. People don't know what words to say. And sometimes it's good for us to listen to Sam Castor over and over and over and over again to learn how to talk about the critical nature of why wellness and why Manatech. And I know people out there that have listened to my Let's Go Natural CD 100 times because they want to know how to talk about the products. You want to know how to talk about the products, listen to somebody else who talks about them and incorporate some of that language in your verbiage. And that's how you discuss them. But get your languaging down. And that's how you do it through your coaching. Be teachable, be accountable, get that coaching down, and be teachable, counsel monthly with your active upline. That's what I was talking about. I think it should be more frequent. But you want to get what? You want to be teachable. Open yourself up. Don't say, I need to be right, you know. Don't open your ears. Start a new plan of listening. One of our toughest characteristics in life is good listening skills, but it's absolutely required. So be a great listener. Help people who aren't good listeners. Get them Carol McCall's book, get booklets or tapes or CDs, and get them off to the right, you know, approach to life. Because if they're stuck on listening skills, you got a dead end there. They will never hear anything you have to say. They'll always have a better way. They're just going to be stuck. It's so hard to work with people who don't want to listen. You can pour into them all your life, and it's going into a big black hole. So, and all this leads you to believe what? You better add some self-development in all this and get them to the Clemmer courses or whatever to make sure that they really break through some of those belief barriers that are holding them back. The diagram, Manatech gives you a diagram. In the counseling with your upline, they give you a diagram of how to build your organization. They have circles that you fill in, and I think it's a great idea to build a circle. For brand new people, definitely need circles. They got to get the vision. Even you who have been in the business 5 years, you need to have a vision of which are your presidential legs. If you're going to get to presidential, who's going to be the one that's carrying the 40,000 load, or are you going to do it 2020? What's your plan? Part of your plan, having an action plan. Got to have that action plan. Build an action plan. Okay? So eight core activities. Everybody get that? Building that action plan, getting it, being teachable, filling in those circles, getting a vision of what the business is going to be like. The next one is the four basics, and the four basics are really what you have to master. Master the four basics. And the first one is names list, because one of the first things you tell somebody to do is what? They figure out their why, their goals, and the next step is they put together a contact list. But that's mastering the four basics. Get a contact list going so you have it. Number two, contact people and start inviting them. So you can take it off of your contact list, and you can also add new contacts. MJ Durkin tells you how to get new contacts. So you're constantly adding to that list, so the list never runs out. I love it when people say, well, Mary Jo, I'm done with my warm list. Now what do I do? And I said, well, why weren't you talking to people even while you were working on your warm list? You guys still go to the bank and go to the gas station and go to the mailbox and go to, I mean, I think you ought to get people out there sharing from day one, because then there's not this gigantic transition. When you start exclusively on the warm list, there's a huge transition when people are done with their warm list. And most of those people stop. So you get them to do a contact list, naming some people that they already think would be great concepts, and we can start working with those people and developing language. But at the same time, you want to get them into MJ Durkin. You want to get them into the idea of when you meet people and you say, you know what, I'd really like to share something with you. So they start adding to that contact list right out of the box, not 6 months from now, a year from now. Start developing the habits up front. You're going to find out right away whether they're going to make it, too. Because if people come back to you and say, I don't want to talk to strangers, you go, whoa. You better find out now. Their organization's not going to explode without them talking to people they don't know. So build in the MJ Durkin there as well. So step one is names list, your contact list. Step two is contact and invite. Step three is show the plan, show the products. So they've got to get their presentation down. And this is where you want to really emphasize. When this category three, the four basics, to me is where you've got to get people to really value leverage, And what do I mean by value leverage? What I mean is value the materials that are available to help you do the presentation. So you're not doing all the talking. Use the terrific materials Manatech has today to support you and support them in getting a better understanding. And then it's about following up and saying, okay, so you listened to the CD. What did you like about it? What did you hear in there that you really found profound? What did you enjoy about the CD that you heard? This is what you go through. And that's the glory of it, because now you're leveraging. Instead of you doing all the talking, all of a sudden you're using Sam Castor or Mary Jo Hilliker or people that have been doing it for 10, 12 years. You don't have to worry about yourself. Let other people do that groundwork for you. And what a gigantic blessing it is to you, because then, what, you're on top of the world. You get to just, and you can help your people learn how to do that. So number three is what? Show the plan, but learn how to leverage. Be a great leverager, utilize materials, and that's where you teach people what materials are out there, what to use. And number four is the follow-up and let's get started. That means closing. And I just did a big training on closing the other day on a webinar for my 90-day challenge group. It's huge to learn how to close. What is the language that you use? Are you ready to get started? What would hold you back? You know, there's all sorts of language, but you've got to have your sentence down. You've got to have your question down. Is there any reason why you wouldn't move forward? Are you ready to get started? Is there something that you're still is there something that you still have questions around? Okay, great, so let's get started. Boom. If there's nothing they have questions around, then let's get started. You've got to have your technique down and use over and over again. Too many have the technique, oh, could I get you some more information? Blah. Where do I throw up? You're in an evasive pattern and staying in confusion when you ask that question, so get out of it. Your objective is to get them started, not make them look like a library. You might have needed more information, but they didn't. But that doesn't make them like you. You're trying to incorporate and make them different. So make sure you get them what they have up front, and then you close them on what they have. If they need more information, they will ask you. You don't ask them. It's an evasive tactic for you. So get that down, get them started and off to the races. Now you have a system. What do? You sit down with them and say, okay, let's start with the why. Let's start with the goal setting. Okay, here's your 12 daily dozen. Let's get these going. Boom. Teach them the four basics and then help them master those four basics by holding their hand for the first couple of weeks. It's a glorious process, people. It's fun. It's absolutely fun, and it's great to have this whole thing outlined for them so they can get it as well. And finally, you get into a business activity rhythm, daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly. You let them know the different things. I don't do this with a brand new person because I've already overwhelmed them with everything else. The four daily, the business activity rhythm, I think, is something that comes down the road. I don't have to make them, oh, you have to be committed to this and this and this and this. Don't do that. I don't want to overwhelm them. Start with them. I'm already giving them a lot of information up front, and so I do that. And then you have the last thing is the five nevers, and we talked about those before. Never do something for the first time without checking upline. So get that incorporated in them. Never, never, never pass negatively downline or crossline. When things are going great, share it with your downline. When things are going lousy, share it with your upline. That's just a concept I learned my first week in network marketing. So nothing goes downline that's negative. All negativity will upline, all positive goes downline. Never mess with anyone's ego, never mess with anyone's money, and never mess with anyone's spouse. Those are the five nevers that Al gives us. And then the three powers that he gives us is the power of unity, and I really believe in this one, more so than ever before in terms of Manatech, but I really feel I can be confident with the materials that they've given us today, is unity, harmony, productivity, the power of the spoken word. And this is huge. We just did a Sunday school class on the word. And for those of you who want to look in scripture, you can go in James and read all about the power of the tongue. And boy, oh boy, it's unbelievable. Every time we read that, I go through that scripture, it's all about, wow. And that's why I am so conscious too of people and what they say and the words they use. And I can stop them on a dime and say, stop it. Listen to the words you just used. Because the power of the tongue is so overwhelming. Right? And then power of submission. And that's about being teachable. Beginner's mind, you know, being open to hear and open to doing things differently. Don't be stuck in what you've been doing before. And he quoted in his materials, 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did do. So throw off the bowline, sail away from the safe harbor, catch the trade winds and sails, explore, dream, discover. And that's from Mark Twain. So people, great, that's the system. I want you to go to that website, look at the forms there. They have a massive number of forms to use to support you, tracking sheets to support you. Look at it, develop it the way you would develop it, the way you would want it. You have coaching with your upline, all sorts of partnership plans, daily dozen tracking sheet, and add a 10-call sheet if you want to, like I did, because I think that helps support you keep track. And it's just a great system. And we'll talk some more next week. Anyone have any questions today? I want to go to anyone.
Mary Jo.
Uh-huh.
From Phoenix. Did you talk about the Dynamic Partnership Action Plan sheet?
Dynamic Action Partnership Plan. Is that the one that shows you how to grow your business?
Yeah, you know.
Does that put one person under one person under one person?
Yeah.
I probably didn't talk about it because that's not what I do.
Okay. I understand.
It's not a system. I know that Al put it in there because that's what Louis and Leonie are doing in South Africa.
Yeah.
But I am an absolute firm believer to build your business to get to get to.
Okay.
And keep your structure always that way because it's very impactful how team bonuses cause people to eventually become business builders of yours. Secondly, I believe, you know, it's kind of like what the gal from South Korea, Soo-Young Kim, said. She says, you go out there and find 20 consumers and you just work with them incessantly. Get them to love Manitech like you love Manitech, and out of the 20 customers you get, you will find 4 business builders.
Okay.
So if you really treat your customers right, you're going to create your own business builders that way as well. And to create customers right is doing what? Helping them get their team bonuses. They don't have to do anything as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to build a business anyway, and I'm going to help everybody in this world because as you sow, so shall you reap. And
great.
I think that perpetual motion structure doesn't do that.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Jo, I have 2 questions. One is just in terms of your 2 who get to, if you place somebody under a person, you're still talking to them about getting 2, even though you've started a leg for them.
Sure.
And so does one of their 2 go under the person that you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
They can go, now when they get 2, they can bless somebody else.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't want to ever take them off the hook of getting 2. I want them always to be focused on getting 2.
Okay, and you keep it in 2 legs, because this little diagram here I noticed, it looks like they're making 3 legs.
No, I keep it in 2 legs. My whole approach to the business is I stick to 2 legs until I get somebody to national director status.
Yeah, okay.
I don't believe you need to start a 3rd leg until you're ready to go on to executive.
Yeah. Okay, and the other question I have is on the sheet here that says mastering the core 4 basics, under each category, like list, contact, show the plan, and follow-up, there's columns and they say W, D, and T. Do you know what that stands for?
W, D, and T. It's on one of their forms?
Yeah. It's on
weekly, daily, I think that's what it is.
Okay.
WTT, I think, has to do with that. Hang on a second. Let me see if I can get to that form with you. It's the WDT.
Okay.
I might have somebody who was in the executive training that heard that from them. Some of this they didn't have done for. I see what you're saying. The team development progress sheet, mastering the core 4 basics, leg 1, name, WDT, list, WDT, weekly, daily. I don't know what the team one is.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll find out.
Okay.
Let me find that out for you, Susan. I'll send that out.
Okay.
Yep.
Would that be total?
On that chart, the W stands for watch your upline. D
watch
is do
your
it
upline?
Yourself.
Okay.
D is do it yourself.
Do it yourself? Okay.
And T is train your downline.
Train your downline. There you go.
So it's a progression that you've seen it being done. You do it yourself. and then you train someone else, your downline, to do that.
Because every single time you bring somebody new on, exactly, I remember this now, every time you bring somebody new on, what happens is the first thing you're going to do is you want them to watch you do it. That's how it's part of their training cycle. Then they go out and they'll do it on their own, and then finally they'll start training other people. So watch your upline, do it on your own, and start training other people. Yeah.
And the purpose of that list is that you are tracking certain people and you note what leg they're in so that you actually...
Right. So under name where it says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, you're actually putting somebody's physical name and then you're showing what leg they're in. And then where are they? Did they watch you? Did they do it themselves? And are they ready to train other people in each of these different areas, which are the four core? You know, those are four, you know, contact list, make the contact and invite, show the plan, the products, follow up, get started, AIE close. Okay? Great. Thank you for that contribution. Yep.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
Kathy Martz here.
Hey, Kathy.
Some of my downlines saw that, too, and they said, but you know what? For 16 years, I have done that, and I've heard so many people say, don't build a second leg for somebody. And Mary Jo, you are absolutely right. It never worked.
Right.
And I'm telling you that this is so exciting. I have signed up 42 people in the last 5 months, and we have done teams, and I have 5 people that have gotten their power bonus and fast start bonus as a result.
Right, exactly. So why would you want to rob them of that? And why are we... I think it's so awesome. And I, Kathy, and you know what? As you sow, so shall you reap. It's not, you know, it's basic to me that I build a business that I love on everybody. I don't look at them and say, well, you're not going to benefit unless you find 3 of your own. Well... That's a bunch of, you know, I'll tell you another statistic around that, everybody, just so you get clear, that I went to Manatech and I found that less than 3% of all Manatech associates, listen to the statistic, less than 3%, that's less than 3 out of 100, ever find and sign up and enroll 3 people. Think about it. So if you're building perpetual motion and you're saying, well, you're not going to get your team bonus unless you find 3, you're only going to benefit, well, how many? Less than 3% of all those people, 97% will never get a team bonus. Well, you know what? That's unacceptable to me because I want that consumer to get a $100, you know, team bonus. I want them to be able to pay for their products if at all possible. And if I help them get $100, then I know one thing for a fact. They'll never stop ordering. So
I have more people on auto order right now. And Mary Jo, I have not, this is a first, this is a new, it's because I got out of my stinking box and my comfort zone, and I'm out there contacting people, and I finally did the in-depth goals from this 90-day challenge. I am so grateful for you.
Yeah,
and
I'm grateful for you. And
my phone does no longer weighs 5,000 pounds. I can hardly get to my phone every day because I listen to the self-talk every single day. And my phone, I actually love it. I used to say I love to make my phone calls when, in fact, my phone weighed 5,000 pounds, and I made every excuse like everybody else.
Yep.
And I realized that I can do all, listen to all the tapes, read all the books, do everything I'm supposed to do and make my day timer look so busy. But if I never made the phone calls on my day timer every day, now I make 10 C's, contact, whether that was a call, whether that was encouragement for a downline, whether that was a Facebook. I have made so many contacts off of Facebook, inviting people to lunch. I mean, I could talk to you for a long time about just contact and getting out, but the Facebook contacts have been absolutely wonderful. If you can get somebody, invite them to lunch. And you listen to their heart, my goodness, it's like you've earned the right to be heard, and they know, like, and trust you just like that because you listen. And who was that on one of the calls that said, oh, that so-and-so said they loved, was one of the speakers, and the speaker said, I never said a word to that lady. I only listened to her.
Well, no, I'll tell you the story. The story goes like this. They did a study. They put like 25 psychologists on airplane in like Los Angeles and flew them to New York City. So it was cross country. And they said, you're under two constraints. You cannot sit next to each other, so you have to find other people you don't know to sit next to. And you can only ask them questions. You can never talk about yourself. And they got off the flights, and every single person that sat next to one of these psychologists, they interviewed, and they talked about this being the most incredible person they'd ever met. And the psychologist, they never said anything except let them talk about themselves. And they fell in love with the psychologist because all they do is kept asking questions, and they learned more and more about themselves in the process of asking somebody and getting more clarity in their life, and it was the most invaluable experience in their life. And they said, I can't wait, this guy's the nicest guy. And they said, what's his name? And they go, well, I don't know if I ever got his name. Because all they did was talk about themselves the whole trip. So it's an incredible story, but it's absolutely true. When you're a great listener,
and Mary,
people will
that
follow.
That is absolutely, that's it. Mary Jo, you know what? I have to tell this one thing because it gives me so much passion to just keep on the momentum once you do it. But I got on Facebook, and I made a comment to this gal. She had asked me to be her friend. And I said, well, how do I know you? She said, I met you in 1996. And so then we started connecting. Every time she would make a comment to somebody else about not feeling well, I would say, oh, got to try my glyconutrients. And the amazing thing is that through a number of series of events, I ended up meeting up with this woman at some event where she wanted me to donate one of my nutrients, she says, whatever you keep talking about on Facebook, to this lady that had this chemical sensitivity. And so I said, well, why don't you come over and I'll give you one of my bottles of vitamins. We met the next morning at 7:30. That's how excited she was about getting together. At 7:30 in the morning, I fixed her breakfast, homemade whatever, and she left 10 minutes later, called me after she left, and she said, Kathy, do you ever speak? And I said, oh, sort of. And she said, God told me you did. And he asked me to ask you if you would be the guest speaker at this benefit for this chemical sensitive. I said, okay, sure, I'll do that. This is the most amazing thing. I got 8 emails from that, and I had 15 minutes to talk. And that woman, one of the women came a couple days ago with her 22-year-old daughter who's bipolar. They bought an all-star pack and a customer pack to sign up the daughter. And while I'm not telling her much, a whole lot of anything, she's just ready to go, show her a little bit on the brain. And then she says, can I have a party? And she's, as always, she said, Kathy, I'll fill my room. I have an appointment this Sunday.
Yoo-hoo! Way to go, girl. You're out there. I'm telling you. And how, it just took a little energy. You know, you just pursued a path. You just got yourself out there. You put out some greatness. You loved on people. You just shared your heart. And it's, look what comes back. So, Kathy, you're doing terrific. You're turning me on, gal. Love your energy. And you're doing great. You're following a system, and you're just loving on people and making it work. And that's what we need to hear, and that's what we all need to step into and do. Open those doors. Don't listen to the self-talk. And as Kathy told you, so critical, don't just be busy. Busy doesn't do it. It's about getting out there and interacting with people, opening up their hearts and their minds and letting people know about things that they wouldn't know about without you. And that's your role here, is to just touch their lives. So everybody, let's jump on board. Let's get this system down. Incorporate, you know, like you heard Mary Jo, I didn't talk about some of the things I don't use because I don't want to turn you off. If you want to build your business that way, that's fine. I just believe in the 2x2. But, you know, the basic core principles of this plan are terrific. They are terrific. Mastering the 4, getting people to really understand them, working with your upline, making sure that you're putting time and energy into people. It's terrific. It's just a great system, and I'm thankful to Manatech for building a website, the http://map.manatech.com. What a blessing that we have that to use today. So go there, enjoy it, and let's follow up next week. We'll do some. Have a happy Thanksgiving. I want to let everybody know that. A great week. Great Thanksgiving. Don't forget to end of period. And next Monday we'll do some more open discussion on the system. And I want you all to start using it and go to the website And I really want to leave that next Monday call to be just an open question-answer call about the system. How's it working for you? How's it not working? What other ways can you do it? Mary Jo, I don't know quite how to do this. Where would I find language? Whatever is, wherever your needs are to make that work in your life, I want you to come to that call saying, okay, Mary, I looked at it, and these are my problems, or this is my issue, or this. Let's have an open discussion. How's that for everybody? Good idea? Because I don't want this to drop. I don't want you to let go. I want you to grab onto it, and I want you to run with it. Because desperately need a system, desperately. Okay? Love everybody. Have a great week, and happy Thanksgiving.